You're listening to New Technia. This transistor remembers what it computes, pointing beyond today's power-hungry chips. A two-dimensional magnetic transistor combines switching and memory in one crystal, a laboratory step toward reducing the costly movement of data inside future computers. Modern computers spend an enormous amount of time and energy moving data between the processor and memory. A new experimental transistor suggests that those two jobs may not always need separate hardware. The 30-second summary. Researchers built a transistor from an atomically thin magnetic semiconductor called chromium sulfur bromide. The device can switch current and retain several magnetic conductance states, combining elements of logic and memory. A quantum microscope let the team watch magnetic changes inside the working device. It is an early laboratory result, not a replacement for commercial silicon chips. The prototype reported an electrical on-off ratio of 1,000,000% and a magnetic ratio of 3,000% under experimental conditions. The traffic jam inside every computer. Processors calculate while memory stores. That division has served computing for decades, but constantly carrying information between the two consumes energy and creates delays. The problem becomes especially visible in artificial intelligence, where chips repeatedly move billions of model parameters. Engineers call this the processor memory or von Neumann bottleneck. One possible escape is logic in memory. Devices that can calculate and preserve a state in the same place. One unusual crystal does two jobs. The Boston College lead team used chromium sulfur bromide, written CrSBr, a material that is both semiconducting and magnetic. They created a junction only one and two atomic layers thick, with electrodes arranged so current travels across and between the layers. Voltage can change how easily the current flows, as in an ordinary transistor. Magnetic alignment between the layers supplies another control. Because the device can settle into multiple persistent conductance states, it also behaves partly like a memory element. Using one crystal avoids some of the losses and fabrication problems that can occur when engineers join a separate magnet to a semiconductor. A quantum microscope showed what was happening. Measuring current alone would not reveal why the device switched. The researchers therefore scanned it with a nitrogen vacancy quantum sensor, a tiny defect in diamond whose spin responds to nearby magnetic fields. The microscope mapped magnetic domains while electrical measurements tracked conductance. This linked changes in the current to changes in the magnetic structure and exposed how domain walls moved during switching. It gave the researchers a view inside an active transistor rather than an inference made only from its external output. Why this could matter for AI hardware? If logic and non-volatile memory can eventually share a device, future processors might retrieve less data from distant memory and waste less energy when idle. Persistent states could also allow instant-on circuits and hardware that can be reconfigured after manufacturing. The work is especially relevant as AI accelerators run into power, heat, and bandwidth limits. It does not offer a finished AI chip, but it explores a different physical architecture for reducing the movement that makes current systems expensive. Before we overstate the result, the transistor is a nanoscale research prototype made from an emerging two-dimensional material. The published work does not demonstrate a complete processor, mass production, long-term endurance, or competitive performance at commercial operating conditions. Its large switching ratios cannot be translated directly into system-level energy savings. Researchers still need reliable electrical control of magnetic states, reproducible fabrication and integration with existing chip processes. The real breakthrough is the view inside. The device itself is promising, but the measurement technique may be equally important. Being able to watch magnetism evolve while a transistor operates can expose failure modes and guide new designs much faster than electrical tests alone. The next boundary is not merely making a smaller switch. It is learning how computation and memory can become different behaviors of the same material. Read the full article at newtachnia.com.